Listen in to David talking about guts as some of the fuel needed to run your Sandler submarine.
Selling, whether with my material or anybody else's material, is a fine-edged sword. That's why you can't get it from a seminar. That's why you can't get it. Look, if you can get it from seminars, Walter, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, watch these guys on television every night. They give it to you free if you can stay up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I had one guy, I can't believe it, the other night on television. He said, selling's easy, group. You know, look, the group looked like this. Selling's easy. Here's how you sell. You do this a lot. You do this a lot. And you smile a lot. You ever see those little birds, the nose goes in the water? You know why that was an insult? It's an insult for somebody to say, you can increase your sales by 50% by looking like that duck. I mean, I absolutely took that as an insult. And if you smile a lot and have bright teeth, it doesn't work. I mean, that stuff's crazy. Four words, the four magic words. And I can't believe they do that. Yes. But it sells. Sure does sell. Because people want to go the easy route. Most people don't see sales as a profession. I mean, if you're an engineer, you're an engineer, right, Jim? You spent years learning how to be an engineer. Went to school. Doctors, dentists spend years learning their profession. Salespeople come into sales, take a four-hour course, get a briefcase, and think they are one. You know most salespeople out there have no right to be in the field. And then they come and say, why am I failing? Why aren't I making any money? They don't even have the right to be out there. Go on welfare, get food stamps. You have no right to be in front of a prospect. Don't even know what to do. Brian, you walk up to one of your competitors and say to the guy, what would you say, sir, if somebody said to you, how many pixels do you have? He said, I'd say 750, 240. What do we know about that guy? Follow him around. You'll get rich. Reversing is some of the fuel, some of that 750 gallons you need. Another piece of fuel, guts. Guts. You know, it's like when you mix all that, whatever they do to make diesel fuel, they leave something out of it, it ain't going to run anyway. So, you've got to have all this stuff's got to be in there. You just can't know how to reverse. And one of those ingredients in this fuel is guts. We did it all in preparation. You prepared for it. Be ready to fail. Be a worst case scenario player. I think that's one of my strongest assets. And I tell that to people, they can't believe me. Not positive. You know, I'm okay about being positive. I just don't believe in positive mental attitude. I think it's okay to be depressed. I think if you're out there, you haven't made a sale in a week, you better be depressed. Those people got positive mental attitude scare me. You ever meet them out in the lobby? Good morning, how you doing? I'm doing great, sir. Things are fantastic. This is going to be a great day. That guy's sick.
It'll be better tomorrow.
Yeah, be better. Watch the 11 o'clock news. You want to get sick, right? Or the local news. I don't even watch local news anymore. I can't believe it. They say nothing in the local news. We had 3 fires, 2 deaths, 4 floods, 3 drownings. I mean, who's keeping score? You got to have guts. You got to be prepared to go out there and expect the worst. If you expect the worst, maybe something's going to happen. But be prepared. Have all the good stuff going on inside of you. But be prepared to fail. And learn from your failures. And fall on your face. And put yourself in high-risk situations. And you can't put yourself in high-risk situations unless you've got guts and self-esteem. But that's part of it. If you don't, you know what's going to happen if you don't have guts? You're going to ask me how to get past the guard at the gate. The person with guts doesn't even think about that. Just keeps moving. Right? If you don't stop your car, they're never going to ask you. Now, a bunch of people are going to corral you pretty soon. And then you're going to say, was I supposed to stop at the gate? See how it works? But if there's a stop sign in front of that building and you stop all the time, you know, measure out your guts on this thing. You've got to have guts as part of the fuel. Got to have a cause. Talked about that. I don't have to spend any time on that. Got to have a reason. You're not going to get that every day and get your nose beat up without a reason. Got to have goals. Talked about that quickly. Got to have some goals. Got to have dreams. Got to have dreams. Got to be able to visualize those dreams. I know when I was selling in the field, there was an awful lot of time when I wanted to quit. But I would check out my goals. I would look at my 4 o'clock report. I would look at the left side, and as bad as things were, as tough as things were, my dreams kept me going sometime. I like this last one under fuel. It's just something I discovered about 20 years ago. It's been with me all the time. I love it. It's just another important ingredient I think you could probably even get along without it, but I would never want to get along without it, because when all those other things fail that I told you about, this will get you halfway to the office. All right? It's who's waiting for you to fail. Who's waiting for you to fail?